You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, hello, hello, hello. I am Matt Williamson at Williamson NFL. How's everyone doing? I hope great. We are pretty deep into draft month now. It's going to get here sooner than you think. I will say there's a calm before the storm, though. That's not the easiest time of year to come up with content day after day because teams are pretty well buckled down. There will be some moves. You know, we saw Stephon Diggs moved, obviously. And closer to draft, things will heat up big time. But this is a little bit of a desert period in terms of NFL content. I want to do a little exercise, though, that I think most front offices do to one degree or another. It's a game called Need or Want. And we're going to go position by position for the Steelers. Do they need one of these? Yeah. Do they just want one of those? Or would it have to be the perfect world, unbelievable value, the only way you go that position? So, of course, we'll tell you, teams will tell you, yeah, we got the best player on the board, our highest graded guy. Well, it always seems to correlate with a need or at least a want. So, quarterback to me definitely is not a need. I mean, and I'm talking about if the draft were tonight, roster as is, if the draft were tonight, are these positions needs, wants, or otherwise? I don't think it's a need. I borderline think it's a want. I mean, part of me says, let's just dedicate the whole preseason to getting the new guys acclimated and really evaluate what you have. But it would be nice to have a young guy under contract, at least for next year. You know, I mean, fifth, sixth round pick or, you know, boy, Spencer Rattler's there at the end of the third and I had a second round grade on him. I'm okay. So I'm going to put it as a low want, but definitely not a need. Running back absolutely is not a need, but you never want to just sit on your laurels at running back either, right? Rest on your laurels, whatever that term is. Because these guys don't last long, and they get hurt a lot. So I think how I would handle that is maybe in the last, with your last pick, you grab a guy that you thought you had a pretty good value on or a pretty good grade on. But overall, no. I mean, I don't think you're looking to draft a running back after signing Patterson. But I would be very active, try to get the next Jaylen Warren. And what I mean by that is just spend some money on some undrafted free agents, bring them to camp, see how that works. Tight end to me is none of the above, almost the same situation. You know, now you made a signing, you're out of the tight end market. I think that's pretty clear. We talked about that last show. Wide receiver to me is both. I mean, you need a wide receiver. Need. And by that, I mean a guy that's going to play a lot of snaps. You know, what this roster has now needs a wide receiver. And I think you want a second one. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be thrilled even if you took Brian Thomas in the first round from LSU. I still don't know that you're done at receiver. I mean, you got a bunch of fours on this team right now besides Pickens. And so I think it's definitely a need. And I'm not going to use that term loosely. And the second one might be a want. Center is a need. I had the longest, longest in-depth conversation about centers last week that you ever will. And even since then, I've liked more and more in the draft. So you need to draft one. Folks, you don't need to draft one in the first round or maybe even the second round. You know, you can get a third or fourth round center in this draft and be pretty healthy. Happy, I mean, sorry. A guard to me is kind of a want or slash ignore. You know, I still think you could, if tackle works out, I'll hold off on that. But Daniel's a free agent after the year. It would be nice to add another to the mix. It's a want. I mean, if the right guy is there, particularly if that guy can also play center, that would be an alluring addition, you know, but not a need. Tackle's the hardest one for me. Can I live with Moore and Broderick? Yeah, I can. But I sure want another. And I'm not going to go so far to say is a need, because need is like, I can't play with what I have. I can play with what I have, at least. So it's a strong want. And because of the availability of what's out there, it still makes me my top priority because I want to get one early, a stud. So offensive tackle is a want, but boy, do I want one. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering need, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use promo code BELIEVE for 50% off your welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's BLEAV. BetOnline, the game starts here. Okay, D-line. We could call it just all D-line, but I'm going to break it down into noses versus D-ends, and I know they're not always in a 3-4, but you know where I'm going with this. I don't think nose is a need or really a want, but sometimes there's Benton's kind of a nose, kind of a end, you know? I mean, that type of guy I would not shy away from, of course. But overall, D-tackle to me is more of a want than a need. I've done more and more homework on this D-tackle group, and I like it more and more and more. I used to think it was, man, there's not much to pick from, but I'm coming up with a lot more names that I think would be good Steelers. So it's a pretty strong want. I mean, I can run out what I have now and play with it and be okay. I mean, so it's not a need, but it is a pretty strong want. Edge to me is pretty close to neither. But you do have one roster spot kind of looming out there to put somebody, you know, the golden role, you know. I mean, role. That's kind of funny. Herbig's going to get a bump. So I'm going to call it a want, but I'm betting I'll just find one that's a veteran. You know, I mean, again, it's an okay edge class. It's not great. It's a light want. I think off the ball linebacker, I'm pretty happy with how things go are at right now. I'm still going to call it a light want. You know, sure, the right guy's there, but if we don't get one, we don't get one. It'd be nice to have somebody push Mark Robinson, be better than Mark Robinson. You know, two dogs, one bone on that situation while you maybe enhance your special teams. Maybe, but after signing Queen, I think that is definitely not a need. Probably not even a want. Safety's a bigger want for me than off the ball linebacker. Doesn't save you a ton of money, but if you drafted one in the third or fourth round that has a lot of upside, you could cut KZ and use that money elsewhere. Okay. I mean, they haven't yet. Not sure that has to happen, of course. They're pretty set there. You know, Killebrew's going to make the team. It just doesn't leave you a lot of leeway. But adding a young guy there, I mean, they're not old, but they're not young at safety either, would make some sense to me. So I'm going to call it a want, a moderate want, definitely not a need. Corner's interesting because you trade for a guy that's going to be your starter on the outside with Porter. Okay, that's good. But you really need three of them. For sure. I mean, three outside type corners. And I know everyone in the world is super excited about Rush and Trice. I am, but I'm not counting on that. So I want another outside corner. Now, these can overlap because they need a slot. Now, that doesn't have to be Mike Hilton. It could also be an overlap with your safety. A lot of these safeties are highly slot capable now. So as it lines up right now, they really don't have a slot defender. Now, you could go sign, you know, the bottom of the barrel type dude like they did last year with Sullivan. I'm not thrilled with that. So I would at least feel like you have to draft the Boston College kid, the Florida State kid, the Auburn kid in round three, maybe four, that is penciled in as your starting slot before things get rolling. So they need some sort of answer at slot. I want another outside corner. I kind of want another safety. But you could also fill those three, one need, two wants, maybe with two players, not three. Because some safeties can play the slot and some outside corners can play both. And so keep that in mind when they draft a defensive back. You know, is he slot capable or not? Or is he only safety, only outside corner? Because I do think there's one more need in that secondary, you know, more or less. I mean, one more need, kind of like two more wants. See what I'm saying? Got a little confusing there. All right, everyone. I probably will do another mock draft tomorrow live. That seems to be a hit, and talk through it with you all. So over and out. Be well.